brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. If your station just dialed us in, it is Tuesday, the first day of March, 2011. We got Max Keiser joining us here in a few minutes from Lebanon, there in Beirut. We've got Pastor Lindsey Williams live joining us, part three of the interview we started a few weeks ago. We've got Webster Griffin Tarpley on the economy and what's happening in the Middle East, North Africa in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast. I also want to get, if Keiser wants to talk about it as a side issue, Bernie Madoff coming out and telling the truth, says whole government is a Ponzi scheme. Well, this is the founder of the NASDAQ. They're going, oh, well, he's a crook. Don't listen to him. Well, I don't need Bernie Madoff to tell me the whole government's a Ponzi scheme since the 1913 takeover of the Federal Reserve has devalued our currency almost down to nothing. And no matter how much we put into it, how much tax money, how many unions we cut, it's all just putting perfume on a pig, putting lipstick on a pig. It does nothing. You get rid of fractional reserve banking. You have the Congress take back control, the issuance of currency and credit. And we follow Ron Paul's plan, and we can fix it. If you don't, we're going to be just like every other third world country. And that's the globalist system to bring us into economic bondage. And Joseph Stiglitz, when he quit the World Bank in 2002, the documents got leaked. We're not saying he did it, where the IMF and World Bank cold-bloodedly planned this for third world countries, as well as the West. But joining us now from Beirut is Max Keiser on the situation in Lebanon. We're starting to see rockets being fired again. We've seen confirmed media reports of Blackwater, now XE, working with the biggest mercenary firm out of South Africa, in North Africa, in Somalia. Max says he has intel on Blackwater training in Israel and planning a strike on Lebanon. Remember, a year before Iceland fell to the bankers, Max predicted it because he had inside sources. He didn't predict it. He knew it. So we have to listen to Max. Max, good to have you here with us.
Alex Jones, welcome to be back. Yes, I'm here in sunny Beirut, Lebanon. And the word on the street is that we're waiting to hear about indictments from the U.N. Relating to the Hariri assassination in 2005, and that Israel is setting up some Blackwater operatives to come in on the back of that announcement and start trouble again in Lebanon. And so Israel not wanting to strike themselves because of the public relations disaster that would pose, they're trying to ferret into the country Blackwater operatives at this time. And so that's kind of the buzz on the street. Everything hinges on this announcement, on these indictments coming down on the Hariri assassination.
Well, can do you have anything that's bona fide, or it's just your sources on the street?
Well, that's the buzz. You know, this is just 2 years ago. There was 80 people got shot down dead in the middle of this two blocks from where I'm staying as part of sectarian uprising. You know, Hezbollah is trying to protect the interests of Lebanon, and Israel, of course, and their allies are trying to tear the country apart. So there's always a ready state of alertness, I would say, in the city of Beirut. It's funny because you go down the street right now, everything is calm and quiet, but beneath the surface, it can explode at any second. So it gives this town a unique feeling, a unique buzz.
All right, I want to come back from break and get into why is Max Keiser, RT host, Al Jazeera host, BBC host, Genesis Saturday morning radio host. Why are you in Lebanon? Why are you in Beirut? We're going to come back here in a moment, so don't start yet. And then I want to shift gears into just the larger geopolitical area that you're nesting in right now, Max. I want to talk about your view on what's happening in Egypt, what's happening in Tripoli with Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, the tanks rolling out to suppress people in the streets in Bahrain and other areas of Saudi Arabia. I want to get your view on all of that. And then Bernie Madoff's jailhouse interview saying the whole government's a Ponzi scheme. Swindler tells New York Magazine, I destroyed our family. We'll be right back.
It's the the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, Max Keiser needs no introduction. He's reporting for us live from Beirut, Lebanon. He's also going to be in Egypt the next few days, reporting live here on air with us Thursday. He's a filmmaker, broadcaster, former broker, and options trader. He's known for the invention of virtual specialist technology in the Hollywood Stock Exchange. And he's also known for his very accurate predictions. I remember him 3 years ago, along with many other economists and financial researchers we have on, saying as the dollar devalues, as the world reserve currency, it's going to trigger food riots, and we've been seeing those intensify. That clearly is one of the main ingredients in the political atmosphere, but there's clear evidence that the globalists have decided themselves to trigger it so they can try to control it. Max, why are you in Lebanon? You wanted to go see all this for yourself?
Money in motion. Money is in motion, Alex Jones. You've got revolutions happening all over the region, North Africa, Middle East, and there's billions of dollars moving around, and I'm talking with people, meeting with bankers, meeting with fund managers and high net worth individuals, convincing them to buy silver and gold, but principally silver, as part of the war against J.P. Morgan, to crash J.P. Morgan and buy silver. So I'm talking to people who represent billions and billions of dollars. I'm going to Cairo tomorrow, and you can see in the price of silver hit a new 30-year high today. Gold is hovering at a new all-time high today. It's the global insurrection against banker occupation. When I explain to these people in Cairo and in Beirut and across the region that everyone's revolting, the revolutions are all tied to the same guys, the same corrupt bankers. You know, the housing barracks of the world are just puppets for the same Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan scum. So by buying.
So what do you see being behind all this then right now?
J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, the Wall Street banks, are behind all of the puppet regimes because they milk them for all their worth. So now that this money is in motion, because anytime you've got regime change, as you have, people are moving lots of money. And by the way, you know, I was on your show last 6 months ago when the UBS scandal hit and the Credit Suisse scandal hit about how these banks in Switzerland were caught hiding money and laundering money. I said at the time, 6 months ago, I don't know if you remember this, but I said at the time that a lot of that money is going to go to Tel Aviv. It just came out today in the Financial Times. You can look it up. That in fact, now Tel Aviv has been mentioned as the primary source where those funds have gone after the UBS bankers advised their clients to get out of Switzerland and to put into Tel Aviv. So Tel Aviv emerged as the new money laundering Switzerland. But anytime you've got regime change like you do now, it's billions are in motion. So I know from my years on Wall Street, that's the sweet spot. That's the best time to go in and pitch people as to where that money should go. So I'm telling people, directing this into precious metals, gold and silver, as a way to overthrow the master regime, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, the regime of the regime. This is the way to take it down. And we're seeing, for example, in Italy, another big story that just came out, I don't know if you saw it, but bankers in Italy are now asking the government to go back to a gold standard.
Yes, I did see that. What do you make of last week, the Egyptian government moving to ban people taking gold out of the country?
Well, this is, like I said, there's huge currents, cross currents, and money is in motion. So the people with the most money, of course, they don't respect boundaries much, but they've got incredible buying power.
Let me ask you this question. We know that it's these big globalist interests that have used Switzerland, the Caymans, and other Luxembourg, other areas as safe havens to hide their money. I've noticed most of the people they've been targeting are folks that have hidden 5, 10, 15, 20 million, which sounds like a lot to you or I or the average Joe, but is chicken feed. So they're really not targeting the people that are hiding billions. But we do see the Israel lobby and others. I've noticed a lot of their senators and House members have been really pushing to go after Switzerland. Is that so they can knock them out as the main money laundering tax haven and make Israel the new tax haven? I mean, is that just basically Israel trying to knock out their competition?
Well, that's what I said 6 months ago.
Yeah.
That the U.S. and Israel wanted that business. They didn't want
it. No, you said that. You even wrote about it. You said that. Yeah. You're on record, Max.
Why give it away to Switzerland when the U.S. and Israel can take that business? And that's exactly what they did, and that's what they're doing. And that's now it's come out in the press. Today, there was a first story I saw in mainstream press that said, yeah, the UBS bankers are now going for another round of investigation because it's come out that they directed the clients, when they were under investigation, to go and open accounts in Israel and other places. But look at this story that just came out today, Alex. Financial Times, quote from the Pentagon, financial terrorism suspected in the 2008 economic crash. Now, on your show, I refer to the 2008 crash as a direct result of financial terrorism.
Well, let me stop you. Again, we're not tooting our horn here. We're calling it exactly like it is. In Obama deception and fall of the Republic, which you're in, we all call it financial terrorism. We broke here first when we got the congressman on from California, Brad Sherman. He came on the show. Then later, Senator Inhofe confirmed. And that's what I was arguing with this big banker on the airplane about with when I flew to New York this weekend. He was saying, well, Paulson meant we would have martial law if things collapsed. No, they went to the House and Senate in closed-door meetings, Paulson, Bernanke, and others, and said, we will have total implosion. We will have martial law if you don't do this. And then when Congress was getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls, and that's what Barbara Boxer reported, or was it Feinstein, 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker bailout takeover, It was on record that the head of the Treasury, the head of the private Fed, they all went out and said it's over, depression, and destroyed confidence themselves and engaged in financial terrorism. Then last year, you called it, that 1,000-point drop in a day was a shot across the bow. And now the Pentagon's saying, oh, my gosh, that was financial terrorism, but they're going to claim that the Easter Bunny did it.
Well, they're claiming it came from the Mideast, Islamic States, or the Chinese military. It says right here in this story, sufficient justification to question whether outside forces triggered the 2008 using financial terrorism coming from the Middle East states, Islamic terrorists, or Chinese military.
Well, the same thing 6 months ago with Stuxnet. Israel and the U.S. brag that they jointly developed the Stuxnet, but then I see headlines, government says we must have Cyber Security Act that takes over the web, the Internet kill switch, because of things like Stuxnet when they launched it.
Well, who has the most advanced financial terrorist weapons in the world? It's Wall Street, J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, high-frequency trading, algorithmic trading, all of the things that we did cause the crash of 2008, as we talked about on your show, were the result of by crashing the system on purpose. It wasn't something that was came out of nowhere. It wasn't economic. It was an act of financial terrorism, and we've seen it since then. Now the Pentagon, in this report, is calling it for what it is, acts of financial terrorism. They mistakenly point the figure to outside forces. They need to point the finger at what's happening internally on Wall Street because that's the source of it.
Max, again, you'll be reporting for us more in the next few days when you get to Egypt. But what do you make of the jailhouse interview that New York Magazine broke over the weekend where Madoff says whole government is a Ponzi scheme, Goldman Sachs is a Ponzi scheme? Well, we don't need Madoff to tell us that. I mean, he is the founder of the NASDAQ. But really, what he's done is small fry compared to the 1,500 quadrillion in derivatives created that they've gotten us to basically underwrite with our tax money, with our labor. I mean, Bernie Madoff is talking about the trillion-ton elephant here in the living room.
It's counterfeiting. It goes even... The Ponzi scheme, at the end of the Ponzi scheme, at least it starts off with a dollar, and then you go through a Ponzi scheme, but there's something at the end of the day that started the Ponzi scheme. But this is actually just rank counterfeiting. U.S. Treasury bonds are being counterfeited. They're being issued with no collateral whatsoever. There's nothing in the piggy bank to justify any of the issuance of these U.S. Treasury bonds.
And now, instead of the Ponzi scheme operator going to prison like Madoff, the bankers hold you hostage at the end of the Ponzi scheme and say, give us everything, and then we'll fix it, but then it always only gets worse. I mean, how many times can they pull off this trick?
Well, I mean, okay, just to if you want to do a search for a story just looking at here, it's called The Counterfeit Economy. And it just goes into these very details. It's a great story that just came out in the last half an hour. But it just talks about the fact that at the core of this economy, this financial system, you've got what basically are counterfeit operations, counterfeit U.S. Treasury bonds. How long can it go on? Well, if you look at the price, the dollar is moving sharply lower, and precious metals are moving sharply higher. I mean, that's your litmus test. That's your barometer of how long it can go on. Gold keeps going higher because the world is saying, we don't want your counterfeit money anymore. So it's going higher.
Are the banksters approaching their Waterloo?
Well, I think that, as I've said on your show many times before, that the day will come when the announcement is made that the U.S. dollar is devalued by 50 or 60% in one day, and the gold will be a lot higher, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 an ounce, and then, you know, it'll be too late to do anything at that time. But it'll happen in all of these types of devaluations. If you look historically, they happen overnight. They don't talk about it for 6 months and decide.
Well, it incrementally happens and then comes to a head.
Then they do it overnight. They do it in one swoop. And this has been the history of it, and that's coming. And because the world is rejecting the dollar. That's why the dollar is hitting new interim lows today. Gold's hitting a new all-time high today. It's happening right now.
What about last week when they had a treasury auction and people didn't buy?
The U.S. government's buying its own treasury. The U.S. government issues bonds, and then the U.S. government buys its own bonds. Also, this rally in the Dow Jones, for example, if you look at the ratio of insiders buying to selling, something like $200 million worth of insiders bought, billions, tens of billions sold in the last quarter. Insiders are getting out of this market. The only thing keeping the Dow Jones up to where the levels are now are the artificial buying by bots and algorithmic trading on the floor of the exchange. Again, acts of financial terrorism. There's
Max,
no other way to describe it.
Max, stay there, because when we come back, I want to get to the key here, and that is all the propaganda, the preparatory brainwashing I'm seeing is ahead of a Chinese/Al-Qaeda attack on the stock market, blaming the dollar devaluation on the imaginary cavemen. We'll come back.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
While the union's a big business man, and it's going out in the dinosaur. While they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole government's gonna be against the law.
Yeah, it's sundown on the union.
While it's sundown.
Sundown on the union if we don't get involved and get informed and let people know who the authors of our misery are. Sure, it's us for letting these corrupt banksters get in place, but they are the prime movers with the intelligent evil consciously doing what they're doing. You know, democracy doesn't rule the world. You better get that through your head. This world is ruled by violence, but I better have that left unsaid, as, of course, the immortal Bob Dylan would say. You're going to be back on with us 30 minutes on Thursday, graciously, Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com. But you can really see him getting ready and saying, oh, we're going to have a recession now. We never left it. We're in a depression because of what's happening in the Middle East. And now they're saying, oh, there may be a cyber attack or even a solar flare that knocks out the satellites and destroys the stock market. They're really introducing into the public mind that there's going to be this big financial attack and it's going to cause the depression. And then they'll tell all the yuppies that, and then they'll hate brown men in caves for losing their 401ks. What do you see happening?
I see the people in Wisconsin who are revolting against the corrupt governor there, joining forces with people in the other nations that are in state of revolution as part of the global insurrection. So in Madison, Wisconsin, they've got a revolution going on. You got a corrupt banker who runs the place, this guy Scott Walker, who's a tool of the Koch brothers, and the people are revolting, just like the people in Tunis and the people in Cairo. I'll be in Cairo tomorrow. And people are talking about the people in Madison, Wisconsin, and the people in the U.S., the people in Athens, the people in Dublin. They all have common cause. We're all being subjected to tyranny by these banks.
Well, Max, I think it's
silver.
More...
Wherever I go to him in Beirut. I meet people in the cafe who pull out a silver dollar. They know the story. They said, I bought my silver, Max. We're going to crush J.P. Morgan. This is in Beirut, Lebanon. I expect to see this, hear the same thing in Cairo, Egypt tomorrow. It's a global revolution against these tyrannical bankers.
And by the way, you don't blow hot air. Another historical thing. I'm proud that you launched Operation Crush J.P. Morgan here on this show.
It was the 11th of November. Silver was 26.5. It's now 34.5. That's in less than what, 3 or 4 months? We're crushing it.
But I don't want to give you. I don't want to give you and I.
Above 50 in the short term is going to 500 before this thing's all over.
Well, I don't want to give you and I all the credit, even the listeners. We could see the writing on the wall and basically pointed it out. But I do want to give you the credit for the idea, Max. It's amazing. But you know, this whole Madison.
He did the Google bomb. He did the Google bomb, and that's what made the thing work. Okay, the idea of buying silver academically, that was made sense on paper. But you apply the InfoWars Google bomb, and it had a devastating effect. I noticed that Google is changing all their algorithms. Are they trying to? Is that part of the InfoWars?
Yes. No, they're trying to block us. They've said it. It's for alternative media websites and aggregators, though we have a lot of original news as well. They don't like our analysis, and Google's blocked us out of Google News. But our listeners are spreading the word faster and faster. And
because the people power is bigger than the authoritarian regimes, whether it's Google or the political powers in North Africa or Scott Walker in Wisconsin.
Well,
everyone's on the march.
As Victor Hugo said, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. But when you're back on in about 48 hours on Thursday with us, we'll get more into the situation. I don't see the unions as the good guys or Walker as the good guy. It's more sophisticated. You notice the cops normally love beating up protesters all over the country, but then now they're there because they know they might get their money cut. I see this as kind of government people finding out they've been robbed by the banksters and now kind of waking up. But if I did see the cops, you know, not attack an anti-war demonstration or not attack a group like that, then maybe I'd feel better. But, you know, look, we're running out of money. We're bankrupt. But I do agree with the fact, because the numbers are there, you could cut all the union money. You could cut all the government. It wouldn't pay a paltry amount of the overall, you know, trillions and trillions owed via fraud to these bankers.
What are you talking about? Wall Street just paid itself $144 billion in bonuses. What do you mean we're running out of money? You mean the bank stole all the money?
Well, that's exactly, I'm saying you go after the bankers, you don't have the red herring of all these Republicans saying, we'll fix it, we'll cut the union's money. I'm saying that's like a micron of the overall spending, as you know, Max.
Yeah, absolutely. The left-right thing is nonsense. The people who are demonstrating in Madison need to join hands with the rest of the revolutionaries around the world and understand the true dynamic of what, their oppression is what we
liberals
saying.
Need to run Gadsden flags up, buy guns, join the true rebellion. They don't want us to. They don't want us to all come together. Max, good hearing from you. We'll talk to you Thursday. Thank you for joining us.
Adios.
Adios.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back
down. Okay, folks, we are back live. You're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. This is pretty funny. I called the women on The View shriveled demonic harpies. I forget the exact definition of a harpy. Will you pull that up for me? And I want to be truthful here. Most of the women were nice on the show. Barbara Walters was speechless, was very angry during the segment with me and after. And when I talk about demonic shriveled harpies, I'm talking about Barbara Walters. And that's not nice, and I shouldn't be mean and worldly, and I apologize. Though I did take a snapshot of behind the scenes in the green room with Barbara Walters and Whoopi Goldberg. They were kind enough to let me take a photo of them. And there on the left, you can see Barbara Walters, and there on the right, you can see Whoopi Goldberg. And it was really nice to meet them in person because I had had a chance over the years to watch them on television. But if you want to see a photo of them that I took, just go to your NSA, CIA, Spy Center, Google.com, and type in Skeksis. And you'll be able to see a candid photo when they didn't have their cloaking devices on. And I was actually able to take a photo because David Icke was there with me. And I was actually able to take a photo of them shape-shifting. Okay, I'm joking before the news goes with this and says I really think it's that they're Skeksis. Those are the creatures from the Dark Crystal. That's basically how they were behaving. When the segment ended, they were going, yeah. Walters was, yeah. So, more like a cross between David Rockefeller, Salacious Crumb, and the head Skeksis. In fact, let's go to YouTube now that I've gotten off of this. We're going to get serious. Go to Lindsay Williams. Pull up a YouTube clip of Skeksis. Let's play a short clip of Skeksis for people who are watching this on PrisonPlanet.tv, so people will know exactly what I'm talking about. Because the only way to describe, and I'm being mean to Whoopi Goldberg too, but and in fact I'm, you know what? This is all gallows humor. I'm actually a little bit depressed over the whole Charlie Sheen thing. I did not intend for that to happen when he was on air with me. He's happy and standing up to. He thinks he's been wronged. I think he has at many levels. But he's a good friend of mine, and I just hope all of this ends well on that front. Did we find a YouTube clip of well, just type the Dark Crystal into YouTube. You'll get it instantly. Because this is key information here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, now I'm digressing into silliness, and I apologize. You know, here's the news. Oil climbs despite Saudi output pledge. World oil prices advanced on Tuesday despite OPEC kingpin Saudi Arabia pledged to ensure sufficient supplies to cover Libya's production shortfall. Brent North Sea crude for April delivery rose 67 cents to $112.47 a barrel. Gold and silver has also exploded in prices. And again, all of this is driven by overall dollar devaluation. Do you remember in mid-October, Lindsay Williams, who was the chaplain for Atlantic Richfield and in on other big meetings as chaplains are, very important position. Ken Fromm was the head of operations for Atlantic Richfield. And for years, he fed information to Lindsay. Mr. Fromm died last December, so we can now reveal his name and talk about it. And he has another oil company exec who was actually the CEO of a company, I'll just leave it at that, who is alive, and told him in October, watch in the next 6 months to a year, oil prices at least 150, watch the Middle East explode. Lindsay said, do you mean war? And he said, no, destabilization. Lindsay really has broken a lot of this down, but I wanted to have him back up for a part three interview because listeners have demanded it, to kind of go back into the history of Ken Fromm and the larger geopolitical ramifications of the double crossing of the Arabs and North Africans, the Treasury deal signed with them back in the 1970s with Henry Kissinger. And I also have a major magazine reporter here. Should I mention who's here, magazine reporter? Well, we got New York magazines here, and he was asking me during the break because we've covered this all in such detail over and over again that I tend to just do a gestalt where we'll just kind of boil down what's happening. And he was saying, "Well, explain to me why the West would want to trigger the implosion of these countries. It doesn't mean the rebellions aren't real. It doesn't mean people don't have a real beef or a reason to be upset and angry." What it does signify is that the political climate was already there, mainly over food and energy prices going up, with people living, you know, at subsistence levels. And so they send in Al-Baradei the week before it's all triggered 5 weeks ago to start the ball rolling in Egypt. They've got their special operatives there run out of the State Department. Even the Washington Post reports that in Libya. They're in there trying to gauge and control what's happening in Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia has now sent tanks to riot-hit Bahrain. It's being reported by RIA Novosti. Saudi Arabia sent dozens of tanks to Bahrain where anti-government protests continued for about 2 weeks, Egypt's Al-Masri Al-Yom newspaper said today. Eyewitnesses reported seeing 15 tank carriers carrying two tanks each heading towards Bahrain along the 25-kilometer King Fahd Causeway, which links the small island nation of Bahrain to Saudi Arabia. Protesters are mainly Shiites, according account for about 70% of the Bahrainian population. So this thing is going all over the world. And so, Lindsey Williams, great to have you back with us. Recap, just as fast as you can, because we're limited on time. We appreciate you joining us. Recap what the double cross of the Arabs means, what dollar devaluation means, what you've been told, the reopening up of government-controlled oil production all over the United States, including obviously up in Alaska, that key sector, and how that's going to affect us. And let's go back to the stories about Ken Fromm you've never told before, and some of the things you can reveal from history that let us chart the future.
For the first time, Alex, I honestly wish I could say I was wrong. Instead, I'm going to have to say this morning, I told you so. I don't know how to even express the way I feel this morning with Saudi Arabia moving tanks and troops right now, as this program is on the air, moving tanks and troops into Bahrain. Bahrain is where their oil goes out. And then through the Strait of Hormuz, Saudi Arabia is the number one supplier of crude oil for the United States of America. It has already been stated by Wall Street that if there's any problem whatsoever in just one more Middle East country, that the price of crude oil is going to go to $225. Now, this was stated by a major Wall Street broker. Overnight, where I live, gas at the gas pump, gasoline went up 12 cents. That's last night. Right now, the first day of March, it went up 12 cents a gallon at the gas pump. Saudi Arabia stock market this morning, it's reported, dropped 6.8% overnight. We're in trouble. I have begged people to listen to me. Now, for months, as you know, 5 months ago, I stated on your program there's going to be a crisis in the Middle East. I did not realize how far the elite were going to take it. I knew that the dollar was going to be dead by the end of 2012. I knew because they had already told me that the price of crude oil was going from $175 to $200 a barrel within 9 to 12 months. I'm beginning to believe that they have accelerated their timeline. I have not been told that, but it sure looks like it.
Well, that was 4.5 months ago, and you said, to be technical, 150 to 200, and so it's right on time for the acceleration they said that we would see in 6 months, and you're on record telling us that.
That's right. It was on your program. I tried my best to warn people.
And by the way, I know who the living former oil company Big Three CEO is. We just obviously can't reveal his name. We can reveal the other Mr. X, Ken Fromm, because he's unfortunately passed. But this is real, folks. It's on record, and you heard it here first. Go ahead.
So I have to say one other thing that's more startling than any of this. This is going to drastically affect the economy of the United States of America. The price of your groceries, everything that you do is going to be drastically affected as a result of this. But there's one thing that to me is more startling than any of this. We just got it the other day. I don't think I gave it on your program before. We were able to secure a video and sound bite. And Alex, I'm sorry, but I cannot apologize this morning for what we've just produced. But I'll have to tell you, we were just able to secure a sound video bite of chanting during the time of the Egyptian Revolution. And you will see it. It is in the language of Egypt, but yet the words in English we're putting over the top for the to translate.
Are you talking about the stuff on YouTube where they're chanting death to Israel?
Question back over a week ago when I was on your program. You said, Lindsey, how is this going to affect Israel? Well, I have your answer for you. They were chanting. Now, this is the Muslim Brotherhood at the time of the Egyptian riots. And the Muslim Brotherhood was chanting, here we go, folks, please, you need to write this down, put it beside your calendar. Here's what they chanted. Quote, to Jerusalem we are headed, martyrs in the millions. You haven't seen this. Alex, have you seen the footage on this?
I've seen footage where they're chanting, we're going to get Israel, death to Israel, we're going to take back Jerusalem. I think that I saw that on YouTube about a week ago. Is that what you're talking about?
No. This is another one. This is one that I really don't know where our producers got it. But this is amazing. You see it. You can't doubt it. You can hear it in the Egyptian language.
Well, let's expand on that, because from your research and what the oil company exec told you, they are triggering this. Why do they want to trigger this unrest? Is it order out of chaos? For the newspaper magazine reporter from New York Magazine sitting in there, explain to him first the double crossing of the Arabs, what it means, and the fuse it's lighting globally.
When Mr. Henry Kissinger was Secretary of State, this was after, of course, the oil fields had been produced by the Arabs. You remember that American oil companies, the majors, that had been formed at the time of the Spindletop, 1901, Beaumont, Texas, first time major oil found in America, and, of course, the whole world was needing crude oil at that time to fuel everything. Texaco, Shell, Standard Oil, Chevron. When oil was found in the Arab world over 60 years ago, these majors went in. The Arabs didn't have the money to produce their own oil fields. They couldn't do it. They had been, prior to that, nothing but nomads roaming the desert fighting camels. And all of a sudden, out of a clear blue sky, this oil is found. These majors, Texaco, Shell, Standard Oil, and Chevron, said, we will produce your oil field. We will build them for you. And you press back as you sell the oil. Then, when Mr. Henry Kissinger was Secretary of State, this is where the double cross began. He went abroad to every one of these Middle East oil companies, countries that were now producing oil. They had paid the Americans back for what they had built in their oil fields, and he said, I'd like to cut you a deal. He said, we will not produce from our own soil. This is so significant. We will not produce from our own soil. We know it's here. But he said, we will not produce from our own soil. We will buy oil for you, from you. And the thing that we ask is that you take a certain percentage, and they never told me the percentage, they just told me they did it, that we will buy, that you take a certain percentage of what we buy oil from you with, and turn around and buy our Federal Reserve. Oh, please, folks, I'm pleading with you to hear this and to analyze what is being said. Buy our Federal Reserve T-bills and issues. At this point, it is obvious that they knew that America was coming to the financial crisis that it is today, because somebody had to buy the interest on the debt. Never mind the $14 trillion debt. That is not even important. That's insignificant. The interest on the debt must be paid. How is that interest on the debt paid? It is paid by oil-producing countries, by China, by Japan, by super-rich people, buying T-bills, which were considered to be the most secure currency on the face of the earth. It was the reserve currency of the world, so to speak, the American dollar. And Kissinger said, you buy our treasury issues, our T-bills, we will buy your gas. And they have bought the majority of the interest on the American debt over these years. Now, they intentionally, by design, the Muslim Brotherhood is being supported by the elite. I'll guarantee you, I have ways of knowing this. And they are going, they started in Egypt. I told you, I pleaded with you to listen to me. And I'm doing the same today. 5 months before it happened, I came on Alex Jones' show, and I said within 4 to 5 months there's going to be a crisis in the Middle East. I've been told it by my elite friends. It happened within 4 months, almost to the day exactly as we said it. Why? They intentionally are creating the crisis. It started in Egypt. It went to Libya. It's now going to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is the greatest supplier of American crude oil. When that oil is cut off, you haven't seen anything. You think gasoline 12 cents overnight at the gas pump went up. Wait till gasoline goes to $7 and $8 and $9 a gallon. The oil is cut off from the Middle East because of the crisis that are over there. At that time, what happens to the American dollar?
So the globalists are triggering the implosion of the old order to now announce their new IMF World Bank run Bancor Global SDR QE3 system that all currencies will start shifting towards being based in. And the word is it's going to be partially gold backed. And this has been their move. You talked about this 12 years ago on the show. You wrote your book in 1980, 30 years ago. Breaking all of this down, and now here we are, Lindsay. So that's the double cross.
They intentionally have double crossed the Middle East oil producing countries. Henry Kissinger knew back then it was going to happen, but watch what is going to take place now, and you will see it before your eyes in a very near future. When this thing grows so bad in the Middle East, please mark this day down. I've got so much here and so little time to say it.
Let's get into any new information you haven't covered, but I promise to get you back on to go back to those Ken Fromm stories you could never tell until now.
March the 11th. Please put it down on your calendar. March the 11th. The Muslim Brotherhood has declared a day of rage in Saudi Arabia. Folks, if they succeed, that's a reason right now in Saudi Arabia, they're moving into Bahrain, tanks, troops, everything imaginable. If that shuts down, we will have 200 to 225. It'll go above everything they told me it was going to happen. It'll be $200 to $225 a barrel at the gas pump. It will so affect our American economy and the dollar. The dollar today, please, you've got to see this. The dollar today was 76.73 just a few moments ago before I went on the show. It has been predicted by analysts in Wall
Lindsay,
Street.
Lindsay, stay there. Let's continue.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, Lindsay, I want to continue where you left off with the Muslim Brotherhood on record being an MI6 front. Why would the globalists go in and start triggering all of these revolutions? Why would CNN be telling us how it's like 1776, but then promote sound cannons and microwave guns to be used on the American people? I mean, clearly the globalists love what's happening. Please continue.
This is the method of the New World Order to bring in everything that they want to do by the end of 2012. I gave you their timeline over 2 years ago. I told you that I've been told by Mr. Trump, that's before he passed away, that the timeline is the end of 2012. We're getting very close. Here's what basically you're going to see next. When Kissinger went abroad and said, I'll cut you a deal, you buy our treasury issues, it was as sound as the dollar. It's not that way today. This Middle East crisis is all perpetrated by the elite. I was told that, and I reported it on your show before it ever happened. You can't say you didn't hear it, and I'm warning you what's going to happen from here. Whenever this crisis grows to a fever pitch, it is going to Saudi Arabia. One way or the other, the Muslim Brotherhood will see to it, and March the 11th is their goal for the day of rage. And when this happens, Saudi being the one to supply more crude oil to America than any other country, it will impact the American economy and society and the dollar. The dollar, just before going on your show this morning, Alex, I looked at it. It was 76.73, and it is forecast that when it hits 75, it will plunge. That means that you go to the grocery store, you're going to be paying phenomenal prices for groceries, for hardware, for everything imaginable. What's going to happen in the Middle East? As this price grows to a fever pitch, in turn, they will not be able to supply us with the oil. Libya just cut off 1.6 million barrels that went to Europe. Now, when Saudi Arabia cuts off the United States of America, can you even comprehend in the least what is going to happen? But this is not the worst part. The part is so significant is when the dollar plunges, the value of those T-bills and Federal Reserve securities, China holds $1 trillion worth. All of the Middle East countries were told by Mr. Kissinger it was the soundest currency on the world. They have trillions of dollars worth. Whenever this plunges, the American dollar goes down because they can't supply. The American economy is affected. This is an outright double cross. Folks, do you have the slightest idea what they intentionally did? They double crossed all these nations, sold them worthless paper. Now they're holding it. And then when they realize what this country has done to them, when China realizes they have $1 trillion of worthless paper, folks, I warned you, I pleaded with you. Mr. Fromm told me before he passed away, he said, Chaplain, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. And when America, when they've done this intentionally in the Middle East in order to create the crisis so that they could bring about the Americans being in such destitute condition that you will plead and beg with the New World Order, the World Bank, and the IMF for a new currency. You will plead and beg with them to supply you oil. You will do anything at any price. At that point, I have been told, and I just said this days ago, a three time appeared on your show for the first time last week, Alex, with this, I was told that at that point we will open up four major oil fields in America produced from our own soil, but you will be paying over $200 a barrel for it when it could be produced for $60 a barrel. But at that point, you will be so destitute in America, you will beg for anything in order to be able to drive to work, and your dollar will be so worthless, and the nations of the world so angry at us, the New World Order will be able to bring in all of that which they already have planned.
And then they will pose as our gracious saviors. And if you go back and read your book from 30 years ago, it was all laid out right there, and now here it is unfolding. The question is, can the globalists complete this operation?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.